So, I've been completely distracted with these thoughts today. Thoughts of walking out of the shower, towel drying my hair, and catching you, touching yourself, and moaning and bucking your hips into your hand. You'd notice me standing there, still drying my hair, smirking at you. Hearing you stammer and watching you grab at the covers, fumbling to pull them over your cock. And I just imagine myself saying nope, almost flippantly, tossing my towel to the side as you pause, confused. Until I untuck the towel that was wrapped around my body and let it fall to the floor, watching your eyes darken as I walk over to the bed, seeing your chest rise and fall faster and faster until I reach the edge of the bed and you gulp. I'd bent down, putting first my hands and then my knees on the mattress, and I'd crawl towards you so fucking slowly until my skin is brushing yours. Every hair on our bodies rising with the electricity of the moment as I ghost my way over your legs. Looking into your eyes as my thighs brush the sides of yours and my hands bracket your waist. My wet hair tickles your belly and makes you shiver. Before I dip my head down, pressing my lips to the place where your inner thigh meets your pelvis, breathing you in, tilting my head so that your cock brushes against my cheek, smirking again before grasping you gently by the base, letting my tongue dart out. And I taste your slit, just the tip of my tongue in one slow, agonizing lick. You taste like fucking heaven. I'd moan quietly, low in my throat, before slurping you down like you were the last source of water on earth. My mouth sinking lower and lower until I feel your tip press against the back of my throat. I'd push myself and let my mouth yawn open, and you'd slide in until you're completely sheathed within my throat. My eyes won't leave yours for a second, and I swallow you, hollowing my cheeks so they encase your shaft like a second skin, before rising up, my hand following my mouth's ascent, sliding firmly over you as I bring my lips to your crown, swirling my tongue around and around and around, getting a breath through my nose before sliding you back into my mouth, which is watering at the taste of you. I place the palm of my other hand gently over your balls, caressing them as my mouth continues its torturously slow motions up and down your length. And still, I watch you and I can feel my pulse in my cunt because of those sounds you make. My god, the sounds you're making as you slide in my mouth. It goes straight to my core and I'm so fucking wet for you. When I feel you start to buck into my mouth, I throw my forearm across your hips, holding you down and speeding up, feeling the muscles in your abdomen tighten and twitch. But when the word please hisses its way out of your mouth from between your teeth, I just can't take it anymore. I just can't fucking take it. I slide off of you with a pop and nearly vault my way up your body until you can feel the heat of my pussy as it hovers over your cock. I put my hands on your chest and sink down, trying to go slowly, but when I feel your head breach my entrance, I just know that's not going to fucking work. And I just drop the rest of my way down, not pausing for a second before I'm lifting up again, using your chest for leverage as I impale myself on you over and over and over and over and over again. Your hands go to my hips. Your fingers dig into my flesh and press against my bones as you begin to slam me down onto your cock. Before you suddenly hold me still, immobilizing me so that you can thrust up into me viciously, pistoning your cock in and out of my pussy. Fuck, baby. I would lose all sense of control, squeezing my eyes shut in glorious pleasure as you batter the hell out of my aching cunt, balls slapping against my ass and nails digging into my skin. And your voice, oh Jesus fucking Christ, your voice, don't even get me started. I lean harder against your chest, elbows locked, pressing down in some pitiful parody of CPR each time I bounce up again, easing up as I slam my hips back down. I can feel my orgasm building, but there's nothing that I want more in this world than for you to erupt inside of me. A stream of nonsensical words fall from my lips as I write you, and the only things I can decipher are please and fuck and baby. And my whole world narrows down until the only thing that exists is this moment. Our bodies shaking and trembling from the strain we're both putting forth. I feel myself start to come and my pussy clamps down around your cock. Seizing and convulsing around you, and I can't breathe. I can't see, and the only thing I can hear is the blood roaring through my veins as I shatter into a million tiny pieces on your cock. I feel my body convulsing, and if I had any presence of mind at all, I'd be embarrassed at the way I fall forward, tuck my forearms under your back, and curl my fingers over your shoulders and fuck your cock like a goddamn animal. You draw your knees up so that you can better thrust up into me, and the sounds my bed makes and the sounds that we make as we take and take and take from each other's bodies could wake the fucking dead. I can't, baby, I can't fucking stop. Please. One of your hands grips my ass. The other arm wraps across my back. Your nails finding purchase and hanging on as though your very life depends on it. And just as I'm about to collapse, I hear a stream of fucks as you snap your hips up savagely just before your back arches, lifting both our hips high above the mattress. And I can feel it as you come like a hot punch to my cervix. And I'm gone, coming again so hard that it almost hurts. My cunt milking spurt after spurt of cum from your body until you have nothing left. Our muscles give out at the same time and we collapse. And we are wrecked. And we are ruined. And the darkness takes us.